After constantly being bombarded with emails, phone calls, and text messages on a daily basis asking, what would you do? Sometimes it's an, oh crap, I made a mistake, help me. And sometimes it's just a question about the latest technology and do we feel it's worth the investment? We want to help answer all of these questions. So, welcome to What Would Larry Do? Featuring Dr. Ann. We'll be interviewing experts in the industry to help answer the questions that you desire to know the answers to. And now, it's time for What Would Larry Do? Featuring Dr. Ann.
Hello, and welcome to What Would Larry Do? I am Dr. Ann, and I am here with Larry Helwig. And today, our guest is going to be Jane Christensen. So as co-founder and CEO of Omni Bioceutical Innovations, Jane Christensen provides 30 plus years of business strategies for medical practices, private label development, and retail integration of Omni's innovative products. Jane has been an entrepreneur most of her life, starting her first business in her early 20s. Jane believes that the targeted combination of science and aesthetic technology can create products that are disruptive game changers in the growing industry of medical aesthetics. Jane's passion and attention to quality has earned her the coveted Golden Heart of Business Award, BizAZ's Top Coolest Companies in Arizona, the Business Journal's The Most Innovative Woman, Solutions Challenge 2015 winner, and the company finalist in many Bioscience Innovation Awards. So we are very lucky to have her here on our podcast today, and we are actually going to be talking about growth factors because that's what Omni does. So Jane, I'm just going to jump right in and throw it out there. What are growth factors?
Well, hi, Dr. Ann and Larry. Thank you so much for having me on your podcast today, and I'm very excited to be here and excited to talk about growth factors. Because as most of us know, we can have Botox and we can have fillers and we can have all kinds of great treatments. But what matters and what's really important is what you put on your skin afterwards. And these are companion products to treatments. So growth factors, simply said, are key signaling proteins that we already have in our own bodies. These proteins actually turn on and off processes in terms of the recovery process or the regeneration process or most of our wound care and protective processes. So there are these little proteins that are like an army and seek out receptors to actually build collagen and elastin or revascularize the skin or protect against infection. So these are really important proteins, and as we age, we have a tendency to lose the number of these growth factors, and for every decade we're over 30, we lose 10% every decade. So they're important topically.
Yes, they are. As Larry, today we resurfaced his face last week. He's sitting here looking like a monster and is probably wondering why he doesn't have them all over his face right now.
Yeah, I am. Where are my growth factors? It's interesting. We met Jane a number of years ago, and I was invited to a international stem cell conference at the Beverly Hills Hilton, and I talked to some folks there that were using her product, and I thought, well, these are the stem cell gurus of the country. And so one thing led to another, and all of a sudden we had the product and we were using it. And we've had it now in our office for, I don't know, 3-4 years or something like that. And we love it. And it's a very useful product. And they mentioned that my face does not look at its best right now. we may have to post a picture of my face so you know what they're talking about. But yeah, I am truly hideous at this moment. And and the idea is, how do you correct that and how do you heal? And I've got to get some growth factors on, and that's all there is to it. And, you know, everybody has a line of something that they do, and we do so much of this type of work at our clinic. where what do we do and how do we heal and what can we do to help different areas of the body. And Jane has, luckily for us, developed a whole number of products that do this. So, yeah. Jane, can you get into that a little bit?
Well, we will in just a moment. But first, before...
Well, okay then.
So, where do these growth factors come from?
And that's a really important question to ask, especially if you're going to your practitioner or physician or med spa and they're talking about growth factors. Growth factors come from many different sources. They can be either human-derived, they can be plant-derived, and they can be fruit or other type of entity-derived. But as far as I'm concerned, and as far as the research that I've done over many years, the human-derived growth factors are really the most important. The other piece is that there have been many, many clinical studies that have been done. This is a patented technology. There are only two patents currently in the world with regard to the cultivation of human-derived growth factors, and we hold one of the exclusive licenses to that patent. So that's an important thing to ask.
Yes.
Growth factors can also come from different sources, from skin, from fat, from bone marrow, and actually blood. And that's when you hear about PRP. There are many different growth factors actually in PRP, but my preference is that we use growth factors derived from actually human skin.
Well, and that would make sense, right? Because we have human skin. Our skin is designed to use the human growth factors. And
correct.
I always think of that as kind of like the difference between bioidentical and synthetic hormones.
Correct.
You know, if we use bioidentical hormones, they interact with our body in the way it's designed versus synthetic. Kind of goes off and does something different that we're not actually expecting to happen.
Correct. That's a good analogy.
So besides the growth factors being out there, because these are something that, you know, lots of different people are using with microneedling and things like that, but what is the difference between a peptide and a growth factor? Because the peptides are a very popular ingredient that are in products as well.
So peptide is a protein as well. So if you look at amino acids, peptides, and growth factors, you're looking at size, and you're looking at chains of proteins that do different things. Peptides specifically can be synthetic, and they can be created to do many different things similar to a growth factor. They're just smaller in size and don't have as much punch in their push. Where growth factors, even though they are larger in size, really have what I would call a powerful protein in terms of its action and its operation within the body.
Yeah, so peptides can be useful, but they're not going to create the same value.
Correct.
As the growth factors.
Correct.
Yeah, and that's always good to know because there's so many different products out there, and both our consumers as well as, you know, the practitioners out there, we're always trying to find the best products that are for our patients when they're going through these different resurfacing things and healing. So with the growth factors, there can both be inflammatory and anti-inflammatory. And what is in the Omni products and what is the benefit of using one versus the other?
And that's really true. So in Larry's case, where he's sitting here extremely inflamed, looking very tomato-like, that's the best way to describe him.
With chunks of skin falling off.
I think tomato-like is kind. You're being very kind to me at this moment.
Well, I think that, and it has been shown as well, that it is important to be able to select anti-inflammatory growth factors. Mm-hmm. Because right now he's got a purposeful wound, what we would call a purposeful injury, in order to regenerate and jumpstart that process. But we also want to take down the inflammation, help him get through that process a little quicker, a little sooner, reduce some of the erythema, the swelling, and the redness and the heat in the skin. So we are really one of the only companies that can select and target specific growth factor families for their anti-inflammatory effect for post-procedure.
Okay.
So it's very exciting in that I think that... we've done quite a few studies where they're half face, where they've used an Omni product, and they've just used Aquaphor or other type of product on their face. And there is a visible difference in terms of redness, just comfort within the skin and the reduction of swelling and so forth.
Yeah. So we know that you are using growth factors in your product, but what are some of the products that comprise the Omni family?
So our really cornerstone product is our Core Recovery Complex that is a 99.7% medical grade growth factor.
Wow.
It's meant to be put on an open wound. It's really call to action is to reduce the healing and or speed the healing and reduce the downtime. The other important fact is that our daily maintenance product. So
yes.
After you've gone through this treatment, mm-hmm. which Larry has gone through, and he gets
so Larry
to a
needs
stage,
some core right now.
Right, Larry needs some core right now, but in several days, he's going to need the daily facial mm-hmm. serum, which again is a targeted growth factor serum that helps regenerate, helps build collagen and elastin, get him through that healing process, and then continue to maintain and improve that treatment that he's had.
Yeah.
Because most people, a lot of times, they'll go and spend the money to have a great treatment, but then they'll go home and use products on their skin that aren't good, that would cause further inflammation.
Yep, that's true. And I do. I love the Omni Home Care. I have to admit, I'm kind of biased. I use it every single day.
Thank you.
And I can just tell you from my own personal use of it, my rosacea has improved. And I mean, I wear sunscreen so that
good.
I don't tan. I do my photofacials to keep it in control. But it seems like the overall inflammation in my skin really has been reduced with the regular home care of just the growth factors, which is an easy serum to apply.
It is. And I believe that if you can create a program for your client that is simple,
mm-hmm.
they'll be consistent, and that consistency equals success, that they will see the benefit that they want to see. Most of our products, you can see a benefit within a couple of weeks, and it's very easy. A lot of times people just use our facial serum and eye serum and a sunscreen, and that's their regimen.
Yeah. And so we know that these growth factors can be used post-treatment like Larry. So we use them commonly in our office when we microneedle our patients. We use them post-resurfacing. But there's a couple other avenues that you guys have designed some growth factors for. So first, let's talk about hair restoration. So how are you using your growth factors for hair restoration?
Good question. And as I had mentioned before, we have the ability to target and select specific growth factors. So
mm-hmm.
a growth factor family that's called the FGF growth factor family is responsible within the hair follicle and the stem cell activity in terms of hair growth and hair thickening. So we have created a serum that can be used at a time of event with mm-hmm. microneedling and even PRP or follicular transplant.
Mm-hmm.
And then a take-home product that will support that treatment and help hair grow,
mm-hmm.
help with thickening, and then just maintaining of that healthy, nice hair. The other important thing about our product that also needs to be mentioned is that we've paired our home hair product mm-hmm. with our patented molecular technology called M007. And a lot of products sit on the surface of the skin or the scalp because of their larger molecular size
yes.
and aren't as effective. With M007, it is able to grab those proteins like a skeleton and pull it through the surface of the skin.
Wow.
So it's very exciting to take these active ingredients that really have a benefit and really are a game changer for hair and include that technology with it.
Yeah, so it's kind of like a carrying agent to get it
Correct.
Through the skin.
It's delivery.
Does it work on other than hair, or is it just primarily the hair product?
We have M007 in our facial and eye serum, and we'll have it coming out in our cleanser and moisturizer soon.
Wow.
Excellent.
Wow. So you briefly mentioned it when we're doing hair restoration is that you can use it in combination with PRP. But mm-hmm. so for those people out there who are familiar with PRP, that is platelet-rich plasma, where your blood is drawn, we spin it down, so it primarily removes all the red blood cells and you're left with concentrated platelets and other parts. But what makes the growth factor serum from Omni different from PRP, or growth factor serums in general different from PRP?
Well, when you draw blood and you spit it down and you get your platelet-rich plasma, you're getting a mix of inflammatory and anti-inflammatory growth factors
mm-hmm.
combined. where we are selecting anti-inflammatory growth factors, because a lot of times, you know, there are many reasons why people lose hair or have thinning hair and so forth, but a lot of it is contributed by inflammation. So we see people with alopecia, you know, have some type of inflammation. Others, you know, whether it's stress or health or menopause and so forth, but they're also used sometimes as a inflammatory issue underneath. Using an anti-inflammatory base helps calm and soothe a lot of those products, and really enables the hair follicle and that cycle to get a chance to grow and thicken.
Yep. No, and so it's that's one of the biggest things that I had learned from it, is the fact that it's creating all the anti-inflammatory properties instead of both. So anybody who's ever had PRP or PRF injected or put on topically, you definitely know you get that swelling and irritation first before you get all the benefits, because that's the inflammatory part attracting or signaling the immune system, versus the growth factors are already just all of the anti-inflammatory that you need there.
Correct.
So that's good. So besides, so we know face, we know anti-aging all over the body. I guess you could say face, neck, and chest, right? With eyes and all those areas, we try to include them in hair. But you guys also have products for vaginal rejuvenation as well, correct?
Correct, we do. And, you know, the last couple of years, we've really seen an insurgence of feminine rejuvenation, and it's kind of the last couple of years have been the year of the women.
Yeah.
And what used to be, quote, what we call taboo is not taboo anymore.
Yeah.
We find men and women are talking about subjects that 10 years ago they wouldn't. And, you know, now with the lasers in terms of vaginal rejuvenation, including a take-home product for maintenance, I think is really important. The product really started out as a post-menopausal cry from a lot of my friends and others, just because they had issues, because they couldn't take hormones for some reason or another. So either it was dryness or itching or just not feeling like themselves.
Yeah, or even pain.
Right.
You know?
Right. And they really just wanted a quality of life back. So we took the same concept that we used with our facial serum and included it into a VersaPro base. And it's an easy-to-use product. You can use it twice a week. And we have found that women without laser or any other treatments find relief in terms of their symptoms.
That's amazing. Yeah, and that is, it's a great point to bring up, because there are breast cancer survivors who are not a candidate for a bioidentical hormone replacement, which, of course, is the number one way when you're having the vaginal dryness or the thinning tissue or the tearing of the tissue to repair it. But if you're not a candidate, you know, this is an option for women that is safe. And I always like to bring that up, because then they're able to actually do something about it without having the fear that they're doing something that's going to bring the breast cancer back.
Correct. And that is always in the first and foremost of their mind. This product can also be used with PRP injections. So we've seen a lot of introduction now of certain PRP for incontinence or just vaginal thickening.
Okay.
Or just overall appearance.
Now, do they mix the core with the PRP when they inject it, or do they do it separately?
No, they would do it separately.
Okay.
So this is the what we call, aptly called the VTAC, is really a product that they can apply at home in the evening twice a week and use it that way.
Okay, good. So they would do their PRP procedures in office and then take home and use it.
Correct.
Good.
Correct.
All right. I always just like to clarify that. So when I do my hair restoration for my patients, I do the PRF and the growth factors in the same treatment, but same thing, they're not mixed together. I inject that PRP or PRF, and then I actually put the core on top and microneedle that in, so they're kind of getting the best of both worlds
for
the hair.
Yeah, that's what our protocol is called for, and then taking the hair product at home.
Yeah, yep, and I always recommend that as well, which is very successful when they're kind of taking it from all aspects.
Correct.
So good. Well, we know that we can use it in quite a few different ways. Now, what other products does Omni carry besides the primary, the growth factors, so the core that you would use in office, and then the growth factors for the face, eye, and hair, and vaginal. Do you guys have any other products in your line over there?
We do. And actually, Omni really started out as a science and innovation company, just looking at different types of technology to bring into dermatology and dermatological needs. So we have taken some of our patented M007 and incorporated it into cleansers and moisturizers. I'd mentioned that previously. The really neat thing about M007, it's bidirectional, which means it can either carry things below the surface of the skin or it can pull out
really
issues from the skin. So, for instance, it acts kind of like a chelator. So if we are out walking around and we see dust, we see pollution, particulate matter, and even sitting in front of all of our computers and so forth. So the cleanser acts as a almost like a chelator to pull out those toxins and particulate matter, leaving the skin really clean and ready for treatment like what Larry had.
I have to laugh because every time I look at him, it's just like, oh my gosh.
I know, poor guy.
We were at Starbucks this morning. It was definitely an interesting business meeting while we were there.
Oh my gosh.
But wow, so it chelates that out, leaves it clean, and then that way it's like you have a clean slate for everything else to penetrate.
Right, for every other treatment, whether it's microneedling or doing laser photofacial and so forth, without stripping the skin and changing the pH.
Wow, that's amazing. I love that you named it 007 as well.
Well,
I'm not sure where you got that from, but
well, it's not a secret agent, though it does act like a secret agent. It's just the seventh fraction of the molecule.
Oh, wow. Okay. So there's a true scientific name, but we like the
I like it.
The
I
double
like,
agent
yeah.
part of it.
Secret agent. Yeah.
No, definitely. That's an impressive technology. So one other thing I wanted to bring up before we start to wrap up towards the end of this one is so that we know that Omni growth factors are human derived and there's other human derived growth factors out there. What makes Omni different from these human derived growth factors that are also on the market?
Well, there are a couple of important points to know about growth factors, and I'm not going to try and get too technical.
Yeah.
But for those of you that really love growth factors and work with them a lot, it's really important because it is a biologic product.
Mm-hmm.
It is cultured in a lab, and just so you know, these products are triple tested when they come in, during the process, and when they leave. But as you're culturing these growth factors, it's important what you feed them and how they grow and so forth. So typically most of stem cell culture uses a fetal bovine serum, FBS. Mm-hmm. And it's pretty standard within the industry, but it is an animal byproduct.
Yeah.
And I wanted a completely 100% human-derived product. So we have taken a page sort of out of the PRP page, and we use what's called a human platelet lysate. So it is a platelet lysate to culture these products. So it's a completely 100% product, human product, and we don't have any issues with any animal introductions and so forth.
Well, yeah, and that's one of the things that I loved about Omni when we first met you guys and you guys first described that, and that's what I explained to all my patients. This is a human-derived, human-grown growth factor versus other ones can be human-derived and animal-grown growth factor.
Correct.
And so there can be all kinds of sensitivity issues and things like that. Plus, it smells really bad when it's animal derived.
Well, there's some other, maybe degrading products that are in there at the same time. But, our Core Recover Complex is the only product on the market right now that can be used post-procedure because it is really a medical grade product. The other thing is that we are really one of the only companies that has the ability to target and select specific growth factors for the outcomes that we want. So whether we're wanting to grow hair or increase vasculation underneath the eye with our eye serum, or specifically for face, for building collagen and elastin and structure, helping reduce downtime for Larry, those things are really, really important. And plus, we have an actually delivery system built in with our face and eye serum.
Yeah, that was one of the things I don't think I knew about yet was that 007 part. So you learn something new every day.
So I think when I go back to the office, I'll have to dip into the product line a little bit.
I think we need to take you by your toes and just like dip the whole thing in
my
and
whole
pull
head,
it right back out.
Head and neck, yes.
Yep. I know. Larry's looking. It's going to be amazing once you're done, though. And actually, to be honest, for the type of resurfacing that we did for Larry, it was a Neogen plasma. And the skin actually stays intact as a biological dressing for the first 4 to 5 days. So in a way, this is actually going to be the ideal time to put the growth factors on. Because right. before he peeled today, he literally had a layer of dead skin on top. So there was nothing really goes through. Now, when we do our erbium resurfacings and CO2s, the skin's gone. So you're able to put it on right away. But Larry's at the perfect point today when not only is he extremely miserable, but the skin, the dead skin has come off. So now's the time to put the growth factors on to help heal what's underneath with that brand new skin that's coming through.
Yes, yes.
It's interesting because the miserable is my eyes itch. That's mm-hmm. it. You know, I'm not having any pain or anything no. like that. It's just that, you know, when you've got Aquaphor and everything on your eyelids, that's what sort of gives you the irritation.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, trying to sleep upright at night, that's a little bit of a hassle because then you're not so swollen the next day. So it's issues like that. But again, I think had I, you know, been using some recovery product right to begin with, I'd probably been a little bit better off.
Mm-hmm. Well, at the same time, though, you had that dead layer of skin on, so it might not be penetrating
yeah.
through.
Well, now's the time.
I know. I think tonight's perfect. So you're going to have to go yep. back to that office and dip in your barrel of growth yeah. factors and help yep. speed up that healing.
Sounds good.
So I have one last question before we start to wrap up. Do you ever use growth factors in combination with like LED treatments or anything to drive them in?
Yes, we do. Okay. And actually, a couple of pieces of equipment have LED attached mm-hmm. to them or are a specific piece of equipment that uses light-based treatments.
Okay.
So we've seen products for or equipment for hair growth,
yeah,
just for skin improvement and so forth. So there are a couple of companies that we know really love our hair product
mm-hmm.
in tandem with that.
Okay.
And then also a couple of other pieces of equipment that as you're just sitting there underneath the lights, it's mm-hmm. just really a nice icing on the cake.
That's good. Good. So before we wrap up, I always just like to remind all of our listeners, you know, that of course we always promote the number one thing that you can do for your skin is prevention, and where that prevention definitely begins is in the home, right? So
right.
if you're not using good skincare, you're setting yourself up for failure because it doesn't matter if I peel your face off like Larry, or if you're spending all this money on treatments, if you're going home and you're, you know, washing your face and putting moisturizer that's from your, you know, local over-the-counter supermarket, there can be lots of different ingredients in them that, number one, can be toxic, and number two, really aren't even doing anything. Like, half the time, they don't even penetrate, which most people don't realize, and that's why I'm very impressed with the 007 is because you see all these products out there with hyaluronic acid in it, and most people don't realize that hyaluronic acid is too large of a molecule to be absorbed through the skin.
Right.
So unless you have a carrier agent or something else in it, you're not doing anything. And
correct.
So I always just like to remind our listeners is that home care is half the battle. So whether you are the practitioner selling the patient a treatment or you're the patient receiving the treatment, what you're doing at home is just as important. And so correct. These growth factors are definitely an easy and safe and pretty much viable for any skin type. A product that they should be adding into their daily routine.
So whatever clinic you're going to have your treatments done, ask about growth factors. See if they have the type of growth factors we've been discussing today. And I know Jane Christensen would be happy to get her product in there.
Absolutely. We're in Phoenix. Or excuse me, we're in North Scottsdale now.
North Scottsdale, Omni Bioceuticals. And they are a tremendous product line, and we have them, and we know others. We've talked to other offices that use them and love them.
Mm-hmm.
So if you are out and about and you're thinking about a product line, give it a shot.
Yep, I agree. Any last words of wisdom for our listeners, Jane, before we wrap up today?
Well, thank you for having me on today. And for those of you who are just wanting to know what can I do? What's the first thing that I can do to start to improve my skin and so forth? It really is just starting out with good skincare.
Mm-hmm.
And it's easy and it's simple. You don't have to have 8 to 10 steps. As long as you're consistent with our types of serums, you're going to see results within as soon as a couple of weeks.
Good. Perfect. All right. Well, thank you all for joining us this week, and then we will see you next time.
Thank you for listening to What Would Larry Do? Featuring Dr. Ann. Hear it live each week here or anytime 24/7 on demand at StarWorldWideNetworks.com.